wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Let's go to Paul in Jefferson City, Missouri. Paul, you're up next on Coast. Say hi to Danny.
Hey, Jimmy. You always count on you for some awesome bumper music. Daniel, you said that you thought there were lots of people interested in this, but I think it's the exact opposite. In reaction to the recent disclosures, the reaction of people who even knew about it seemed to be like a yawn and what's for dinner. And when I lay a simple laser on so-called stars and seemingly make them bounce all over the sky, acknowledging zombies have the same nonplussed reaction to that as when I point out obvious chemtrails. It's like, huh, I never really look up at the sky. With all these crazy ironclad facts on a variety of issues ignored by the public, there's only one explanation in my mind. It's mind control. And the biggest obstacle to that even being considered is that none of us are willing to accept even the possibility of it, even though it's all technologically possible decades ago. And it's much like trying to explain to an Alzheimer's victim they've forgotten something. They say, oh, no, I would have remembered that. But anyway, I just like to posit that just as a theory on why it's so hard to get through. And maybe they were using that disclosure as a test case to see what the reaction actually would be.
There you go, Danny. Great question, Paul. And anything is possible, right, Danny?
Well, it's anything is possible, but everything isn't true. So the question of what the probabilities are is important for people to keep in mind. But one of the things that distinguishes us at the Romero Institute, our former Christic Institute, is that we would direct investigation, research and investigation and field interviews of people and take sworn statements and actually use not just the old-fashioned lie detectors, but what they call psychological stress evaluators. Psychological stress evaluator is a much, much more sophisticated piece of equipment that actually monitors the vibrational frequency of people's vocal cords that involuntarily contract when they're telling something is false. So it's a lot more accurate and sensitive than a traditional lie detector. So there are professional ways of going about sorting out different theories about what is true and what isn't true. And while it is true, the point that you make, I think, Paul, I think it is that it is true that there's lots of evidence about the fact that the United States Central Intelligence Agency was engaged in attempted mind control, MK Ultra. Other governments have done the same thing, and there's evidence that they've had some, at least minimal success in attempting to do those kind of things. But I don't believe that there is large scale mind control going on to the point where it is what is the proximate causation for what is a different type of reaction to the information about the existence of the UFO phenomenon and the fact that the Pentagon has been investigating this and lying about it. I think that part of the difficulty is that people get trained into living at such a low level of consciousness of just getting and spending and, you know, going and getting a job to get, a limited amount of income so that they can have a rent a house and have a car and have 2.3 kids and come home and watch the television, and the problem is a problem with our whole educational system that it's not really training people to have high levels of consciousness and be interested in cosmic truth like this issue of extraterrestrial intelligence. I don't think that the proximate causation of this kind of comparatively lackadaisical response on the part of many people to those newspaper articles in the New York Times, et cetera, and the gun camera footage and all of that. But I just think it's a problem of the inadequate levels of education that our people are being given. They don't think creatively. They're not interested in a lot of very interesting and exciting information. There's just a tiny percentage of people that rise to the surface out of this educational system. You get 10% of the people who, I guess it was Will Rogers that used to say that, 10% of the people think, another 25% of the people think they think, and the rest of the people would rather die than think.
Right.
It's a problem with the educational system. It's not that the people are bad people. It's just that the people who are in control of our government and in control of our economy do not want people thinking. Do not want people challenging the narrative of reality. And so that the educational system is not effectively designed to teaching people to think creatively. It's being used to train people to work and to work in a system where they're not in charge of the system, that a tiny percentage of people, 1 or 2% of the people, basically are in charge of making all of the decisions. And that's the problem, because most people say, well, what difference does it make to me? I don't get to participate in real decision-making, so why should I be concerned about what is ultimately real and what isn't? I just go about my daily business and earn a living and raise my kids and, buy a car and watch television. And so people aren't interested in the ultimate things. But the fact of the matter is that when you talk to people who are intelligent and educated people who do, in fact, think about important things, immediately they recognize how important this issue is of extraterrestrial intelligence, because it really has to do with the fundamental nature of reality, and you need to know what the fundamentals are of reality if you are going to be engaged in trying to make the world a better place. And most people, again, don't think that it is their responsibility to really make the world a better place. They think that's somebody else's job. They think that the governance, self-governance is a spectator sport that they're not involved in. And that's something we need to work at. We need to overcome that. We need to get people more interested. We need to get people better educated. We need to have an educational system that is more designed to get people to think creatively. And then you're going to find that a substantial number of people, when they turn their attention to this issue, realize how profoundly important this issue is of the existence of extraterrestrial intelligence.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.